Welcome to Charles Thomas Stamford's bedroom. Charles was not only mayor of Brighton, but a learned chap who studied law, was interested in history and archaeology, and spent much of his time studying. He also wrote at least 5 books. On the face of it, this is a standard Edwardian gentleman's bedroom, straightforward and functional. However, there's more to this room, and maybe Charles, than meets the eye. On the wall to the right-hand side of the bed, you'll notice the picture of his wife, Ellen. At that time, husbands and wives didn't share a bedroom, but Charles showed his devotion to Ellen by displaying her portrait. I like to imagine that in this bed, Charles would read interesting books, take his morning coffee, and sometimes have his breakfast. But what I find really intriguing about this room are the gadgets. Look to the left-hand side of the bed as you face it. You'll see a cord hanging down. Now look up and follow the rope across the top of the wall till you come to the bedroom door and its lock. This is quite unusual and called a night bolt. It enabled Charles to unlock the door, for example, to let his servant in with morning coffee, whilst not even having to get out of bed. Can you imagine that? There's another intriguing item next to the left-hand window. Can you see the ladder piled up on the floor? This was specially made for Charles to use as a fire escape. It was the only one in the house. We're not sure how everyone else would have accessed it if Charles's bedroom doors were locked. How interesting. Charles locks the door from the inside and has a ladder for the outside. What was he up to? We can only guess. There's a Brighton bus with Charles Thomas Stamford's name on it. See if you can spot it around town.